Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and I'm here with Frazier Tafar for this week's offensive matchup show. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the offensive matchup show. Had a good defense podcast talking about some of the pass rush versus the Broncos pass pro, seeing if we can generate more four-man pass rush this week, and then also Ravens back end versus Broncos pass game, just trying to see if Ford can have a better performance against a top NFL mind in Sean Payton.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for the Ravens to embrace variance in this game on defense. Generally speaking, you're it's a good thing to do that on defense, period. But we're talking a little bit about the first show about how maybe it'd be better if Martindale or Rex Ryan. And I'm not talking about actually making that switch right now, so don't misquote me here. But the Ravens would be need a Martindale-esque or Rex Ryan-esque approach to high-risk, high-reward plays on defense here that I think could pay off in a game like this, where they're not going to get home easily with their regular pass rush just because they don't have their regular defensive tackle to ignite the whole thing. So it is true. Travis Jones is going to play, but he did not look like Travis Jones this last week, and I don't expect him to look particularly great this week either. I think he's basically the fifth defensive lineman for the Ravens to kind of fill out their group this week. But let's move it over to the offense here. And Frazier, what do you want to start with?
Yeah, starting off with our first matchup, I have the Ravens offensive line versus the Broncos solid run defense. They give up just over 100 yards a game on the ground. Ravens have had a rough game up front facing stacked boxes. This week will be another test against the interior line, especially Spalele, to make holes for Henry and tight run fits. Last week, Henry did have a really good average per yard per carry, but situationally, he was getting stacked at the line and getting minimal gains. Majority of his rush came on that big run in the second quarter. So looking to see us have a more consistent run game than we've had the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement on that, by the way. It's going to be important for the Ravens to control pacing in this game to help deal with some interior defensive line shortcomings and whatnot. Broncos do have a solid run defense. I think one of the things is that their interior players, and that's Benito, Allen, Jones, and Franklin Myers, they are primarily pass rushers. That's the Broncos have leaned heavily on that trait being what they're searching for. Not the greatest group of tacklers by any stretch. And by the way, there is something funny going on. If you look down, if you have a subscription to PFF and you look down interior defensive line tackling grades, you'll notice that they're very heavily weighted into the yellow and red grades, which I think is because they're looking at a 5-year look back and they've changed their definition of a missed tackle. And so the missed tackle rates of today are higher under a tougher grading system. And if you look back, they're grading them against a laxer system, which makes them look worse than they are. But anyway, just if you're looking at that, happen to be looking at that, I think it's one of the things. But their interior guys, whether you apply that standard or not, are not great tacklers. They're more or less pass rushers. Their inside linebackers and safeties, on the other hand, are some of the best tacklers in the NFL. Great group for that game. Sternad in particular is just outstanding this year. Their inside linebackers have 35 stops. Those are defensive wins this year with just 5 combined missed tackles. Wow. And I use – so that's like a strikeout to walk ratio for an inside linebacker, if you want to think about it that way. So a 7-to-1 ratio like that, I think there was only one guy in all of college football who was at that level last year. It's a guy the Steelers drafted in about the 3rd or 4th round, the guy from NC State. I can't think of his name. Peyton Wilson, right? Peyton Wilson,
right?
Sound right? Right. Yeah. So anyway, he was the one guy. He was about 11-to-1 last year. Just an incredibly productive stop tackler, and then I only had I think 4 missed tackles on the year. But this is a remarkable group in terms of their ability. So what's going to be incumbent upon the Ravens to do is that they run those inside linebackers out of position with the use of misdirection, with the use of the read option, in order to get them out of position. Now, the Ravens are perfectly capable of doing that. First of all, go ahead and run some jet sweeps. That takes your inside linebackers out of the play a lot of the times for making tackles at all. But go ahead and misdirect them. And you can show them play action. You can pump fake them. You can do a lot of different things in terms of the mesh point to get them dragged in for a run play, and then use that to set up play action. There's a lot of things that could be done to misdirect those linebackers, and there's no team that's any better at it than the Baltimore Ravens. So this is a good opportunity for them. A lot of what we've seen during the Lamar era has been the Ravens have been the one team who've been able to make even really good run defenses look bad. So while this is a team that certainly has a lot of strength in the run defense, I wouldn't say they're ideally suited, because I don't think anybody is, to stop the Ravens run game in particular. Without doing things like the Chiefs do, which is basically crowd the line of scrimmage or try and use run blitzes and things and allow their cornerbacks to take over the game. They do have a pretty good set of cornerbacks, by the way, so it would be a possibility they might do that. But I would project, at least initially, they won't do that. And the Ravens, again, Lamar's been very good these last few weeks at reading the boxes, how many people are there, deciding what to do at the line of scrimmage, and checking into the run or pass or optioning into the run or pass as he sees fit.
Yeah, and I think the thing I like about Munkin's offense when it is humming, we always usually show the jet motion, whether it be on a give, fake, whatever it be, just on keying in on man or zone. I like it when we give it And in the next game, we have defenses wondering what we're going to do in that category. This is maybe a little backtrack, but I know in the divisional round, we ran the motion, we gave it, but I was kind of upset in the moment because that's something we could have done in the next game just to set it up against KC. So kind of those cat and mouse games with the horizontal run game is going to be the key this week against, like we've mentioned, a stout run defense in Denver. Trying to get them going east and west is going to be the key instead of them trying to go downhill.
Let me toss out one more thing here while we're on the run game. Is this a week where you think Keaton Mitchell comes back, or do you think they wait for the Cincinnati game?
I think they do wait, maybe not even Cincinnati because it's another short week. So then maybe they give them a benefit of the doubt. And like we mentioned weeks before, the Pittsburgh game might be his landmark.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. And that very well may be the case. I was really excited to see him practicing full this week.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium, 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
And they don't have anybody else. They really would like to get Collier off the roster, I think, at this point. So they could, you know, and he's the natural one who would be shuttled off, you know, presumably back to the practice squad. So Mitchell could take his spot, but he can also return kicks. Presumably he doesn't really serve a purpose on kick coverage. I don't believe. I think he's kind of too small for that, but they may feel differently. You know, they had Pepe Williams covering kicks, and maybe as a defensive player that makes more sense, or maybe Mitchell could do it also. But Mitchell will bring a lot of additional misdirection to this offense.
Ready for that. Just ready to see how they use him in the gadgetry, and really excited to see if they lessen Zay Flowers' role in that remark. Moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens pass catchers versus Broncos DBs. After almost a quarter of the season, the Ravens have realized that teams are going to do or die against us with cover zero, or man. With the signing of, with the trade for Johnson, the Ravens understand that winning one-on-one is what will help them get to January. Broncos give up 176 yards a game passing. This will be another tough matchup for the Ravens pass catchers as they go against the number one corner in pass Sertan.
You know, it's beating man coverage specifically, because you beat man coverage when you need to beat the blitz.
Yep.
Okay. Is very important. And you know, Johnson, I think he's the clearly the number three receiver. He's not higher than that. Bateman is too good to take out of there. And plus he's more X characteristics than Deontay Johnson does. Flowers is not losing any time to Deontay Johnson, but they do have about 330 total snaps between Tylan Wallace, and who's had about 75, and Aguilar, who's had about 260, I think, that could be redistributed among those three players, because Wallace will still be active, but maybe he drops to almost no snaps per game. And Aguilar will still be active, but maybe he drops to half of those snaps per game. And you pick up 225 for Johnson, over the next 8 games, you know, to put it in a similar sense. And then you can pro-rataize that up for a 9th game as well. And I think he can help the Ravens when they do put 11 on the field. They'll be a little better because they have Johnson as a man beater. This isn't still not a team that uses a lot of 11. By the way, we have a podcast coming out. It's actually a video also that looks at the Ravens 12, 21 and 22 personnel packages. And the guy who did it left out the 13 packages and some heavier things to go on. But the Ravens still by far the heaviest team in the NFL in terms of how often they run those packages. And it's very successful for them. So it's not the kind of thing you screw with. You know, you don't take Ricard off the field just because you got Deontay Johnson.
Right.
Okay. You use Deontay Johnson in a game situation, appropriate time, and you maybe get Zay Flowers or Bateman an extra 2 snaps of rest per game because Johnson is around. But Johnson doesn't immediately go into some, you know, enormous usage thing. He's a guy who is, you know, he's okay, but he's been fairly limited as a receiver in his NFL career to date. So hopefully he can help the Ravens in 11, probably be their slot guy. We'll see if he ends up there or at the Z, and we'll see how that works out. But But anyway, that's certainly in terms of beating man coverage, it's a very important thing for them to do against the Broncos. Really want to see Zay continue with the 17.3 ADOT he had last week. It may not hold up against a team like the Broncos because they may be able to to be cutting off some routes shorter than that. But I hope they have some nice deep opportunities for Flowers as well, and more of that misdirection going frankly this week to Johnson. They said they were using him in the Z and F role is what he said. I presume flanker is what he's talking about, I've always been taught that the Z is the flanker. But anyway, that's fine. If he's using a motionable strong side wide receiver, we'll call it that way, then he is that is the role for a misdirection player, and Flowers can do other things to help get released down the field. I think they need to also this game, and this goes without saying, anytime you have to beat pressure, they have to really take those opportunities and be ready to take opportunities for hot route effectiveness. Yep. So figure out where that blitz is coming from. Lamar's been doing a good job. You heard me talking these last few weeks about him walking around the line of scrimmage and kind of surveying things. And some of that's for the offensive line, but some of it's for him to just figure out, you know, what's going on. Need to have those receivers be on the same page, looking back for the football when it's appropriate, and hopefully be in a position to take it.
Yeah, and speaking about 11 personnel, I think the one pet peeve I have with this offense is when we get on maybe third, sixth, third and longish, not all the way to 10, but they run a trip stack look to either side. I think it might be the short side of the field, and it doesn't give Lamar that many options in a tight situation like a zero cover blitz. I would like to see Lamar audible out of that formation and spread them out all the way into like a doubles look instead of just having all his receivers isolated on one side in a bunch. That's something I really do want to see not taken out of the playbook on third down, but adjusted by Lamar on the fly.
Okay, so you want to see more 2x2 formations with a single back. Is what you're saying,
especially right. and they show zero,
and both. It doesn't really help to have additional guys out the line of scrimmage when there's a zero look, because they always outnumber you by one. So you got to get that ball out quickly, no matter what. But you're not talking about times when they have an inline tight end, then, or if you are, you're saying spread them out from the inline tight end and take advantage of whatever hot might be available off that.
Exactly.
All right. Outstanding. Okay. Well, Frazier, always a pleasure doing this show with you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online or contact you otherwise.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_Rave8.
Kind of really appreciate what Frazier adds to the conversation, obviously. And, tag him in on some conversation. See if you can get, I hope I'm not going to give you trouble and fill up your notifications in a way that'll be uncomfortable, Frazier, but you're a good person to tag in on a conversation and get your thoughts about it. Other folks out there, thanks for being on. Thanks for being such good, loyal listeners to the show. Really appreciate it. We know we're getting at the end of a very long week of podcasts right now, but we really do appreciate you. If you want to contribute to the show, you can always ask questions at hashtag film study mailbag. We always appreciate that. Comments are fine too. It doesn't have to be a question. We may respond to it anyway, but comments are fine. Otherwise, review is always nice. 50 words and 5 stars on your favorite podcast platform. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.